I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
When you're in big waves, what you want to do is you want to keep the bow of the boat into the waves. And, of course, the disciples didn't have an engine. All they had is oars. So you've got, you know, two guys on oars, and the storm was so fierce. They couldn't keep the bow into the waves, and the bow went sideways to the waves. And the reason I'm guessing this is because the Gospel of Mark tells us that the waves were sweeping over the boat, and that's exactly what happens when you get sideways to the waves. So here their boat is filling up with water, and you just imagine how terrifying that is. They don't have life jackets. They can't call the Coast Guard to come and rescue them. If they go in the water, that's it. And here's one more thing that's so, it had to be so confusing to them. Jesus is with them, but he's asleep. You know, he's sleeping in the stern of the boat. And there's one more detail in the Gospel of Mark, and most people don't, you know, have not paid any attention to this detail, but it says that Jesus is sleeping on a cushion. Well, that cushion was probably some kind of buoy for a sea anchor. Now, a sea anchor is what you throw out in storms to give you, to stabilize the boat, to give the boat a little bit of stability in the waves. So here, okay, you got to get this. The disciples are sure they're going to die. They're going to drown. And then Jesus is sleeping on the one thing that might help them. I understand, you know, how terrified they were. But one reason they were so scared, Neil, is because they didn't know yet who Jesus was. And if they had known who he was, they would have awakened him immediately. But they were trying so hard, you know, to get out of this on their own. And they didn't know that Jesus is Lord over the sky and over the seas. And I think, you know, when Jesus calmed that storm, I think he did it not so much to save them from death, but to save them from a worse fate, which is disbelief. I think he calmed that storm to show them who he was. And truly, we are so lost and we are so terrified when we don't know who Jesus is. And that's death. That's real death. When we don't believe that Jesus is with us, when we separate ourselves from God, that is real death.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.